imposing the curfew was not the direct cause of diminishing or start the end of the violence. All the civil society, the mayors, the what we may call the big brothers in the suburban areas, even the media like us, called for things to calm down. So there was, also a very the beginning of a real dialogue between the different actors in the field, which allowed these violence to start stopping. So it's not the direct effect of the curfew. The curfew was very badly received as far as our listeners are concerned. They thought that this measure was really violent and had, you know, this military sense and was not really adapted to the situation. The French Prime Minister announced that the implementation of 9,500 police officers plus 1,500 reservists. So they think there were measures to restore order other than imposing this curfew, who has a very colonial tide in it, because the last time it was imposed in the metropolitan territory, in the French territory, it was during the Algerian War, which was, of course, a colonial war.
Now, 73%, according to a survey by Le Parisien newspaper, said that an overwhelming majority of French approve of those curfews.
This poll, for our listeners' point of view, has no real meaning, because not all the French population lives in isolated suburban areas. Okay, so that's for this curfew measure and the reaction to this measure. On the other hand, you have the recent other provocative or considered as provocative declarations of the Minister of Interior, who is talking about expelling all the foreigners who would be arrested during these events. Of course, he doesn't need really to, for our listeners' point of view, he doesn't need to say that for one reason, that anyway, any foreign person living in the French territory without papers, without residence papers, the equivalent of the green card in the United States, is to be expelled from the territory. So, you know, there was no real need to stress on the immigrants or the foreigners as source of violence in France. It's a way to stress again the bad or negative influence of foreigners. On the other hand, and the new thing is that he said also that the regular foreign resident would be also expelled if they are found involved in this violence. And this is another problem, because that means that they are condemned according to French law on one side. They may go to prison, and they have another condemnation, which is to be expelled from France. So they are condemned twice, and most of human rights associations and anti-racist movement condemn this measure.
Newspapers say that the youth coordinated their attacks using new technologies, using cell phone text messages, and even an online blog site belonging to the nationwide radio station called Skyrock. Does that surprise you? And also, what is your radio station doing to have an effect on ending the unrest?
First of all, we have to say that, covering these events is not new for us. We've been dealing with all these problems every day in our debates, in our news. So we know that the French society is facing racism, discrimination, unemployment, and this hard times for all the people living in the suburban areas. And we stressed on the fact that there was no dialogue or direct dialogue between the local authorities and the political sphere and this branch of the French population. And, of course, these young people need to express themselves through chats, through blogs, through, you know, whatever they find, like rap, for example. A lot of rap artists succeeded in the suburbs and had rather violent songs against the government, against the society. So whether we allow these people to express themselves in a way or another and maybe analyze what they say to engage in new dialogue in society, or we don't let them express themselves, and you find the violence. You see, they start burning cars, being violent, and expressing their frustration in a way or another. The ball is in the government's camp now. We have to see that these people need, like every human being, to express it themselves.
There are conservatives who say that radio stations are responsible for furthering the violence by